Thank you and good evening, everyone. It's official. For the first time since 1883, the California State Legislature will be ruled by a political party with supermajorities in both houses. Following last week's election, Democrats were already assured of a supermajority in the state Senate, and today, with the news that Orange County Republican incumbent Assemblyman Chris Norby had conceded in his race against Democratic challenger Sharon Quirk Silva, Democrats have a supermajority in the Assembly as well, holding 54 of the 80 seats. Redwood Memorial Hospital announced today that the annual benefit ball supporting Redwood Memorial was a rousing success. The event raised more than $140,000 in funds that will be used to purchase state-of-the-art radiology equipment as well as to renovate the radiology room. Over the years, the benefit ball has raised more than $2 million to support Redwood Memorial Hospital. If you've ever dreamed of becoming the next Ponch, or the next John Baker, cruising the highways of California as a member of the California Highway Patrol, today is a good day. The CHP announced today that it will open recruiting and begin accepting applications in January for those interested in being a CHP officer. Eligible applicants must be between 20 and 35, a high school graduate with no prior felony convictions, and able to pass a battery of tests and evaluations in the selection process. Applications will be accepted online from January 3rd through the 5th, and it's the first time in 3 years the CHP has accepted applications. For more information, check the website chpcareers.com. Humboldt Bay firefighters are preparing for another Christmas season by kicking off their annual Share the Magic of Christmas Toy Drive. Humboldt Bay firefighters will escort Santa Claus to the Bayshore Mall next Friday to kick off the toy campaign, which will run through December. Toys can be donated at the mall through November 25th and then at any of Humboldt Bay's fire stations, along with several businesses in Eureka, as well as at Eureka City Hall. The toy gifts should be new and unwrapped and will be distributed to local children by the Salvation Army. For more information about the Humboldt Bay Firefighters Toy Drive, contact David Terry at Fire Headquarters on C Street. And Green Diamond Resource Company announced today that if you're driving on Highway 299, you may see signs of fire on company property along the route. Green Diamond is conducting controlled burns on its property in an effort to reduce fire hazard and to recycle nutrients. There is no cause for alarm, and if you have any questions or concerns, please contact Green Diamond Resource Company. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka Broadcasting family is growing. Today we are proud to announce the newest station in our stable of radio stations, an all-Spanish news, weather, sports, and music station, Juan. You can find JUAN on the AM dial at 790. Owner and general manager Brian Papstein pointed out how the changing demographics of the county pointed him in the direction of starting the all-Spanish radio station.
The reason we're so excited about the format is because the population group in Humboldt County is over 10% that's identified as being Hispanic, that there really hasn't been a viable option for them in radio for quite some time.
The latest census numbers puts the Hispanic population in Humboldt County at 10.4%, a number that Brian says makes other business owners wake up and take notice as well.
Local businesses have been scrambling for the last 4 or 5 years trying to find a way to grow their bottom line. This gives them an opportunity that hasn't been there in the past to be able to reach out into this community that is a very vibrant and very viable segment and be able to grow their businesses.
Again, you can find JUAN on the AM dial at 790. All Spanish news, music, sports, and weather here in Humboldt County. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.